Yo, man, it's Dom. We have a special presentation, interview, live podcast going on. I'm here with the one and only. I know him as Mo Bang, but, you know, the artist known as Ali, man. What's going on with you?
Not much, brother. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
10 years plus, man. I've known this man for a minute, man.
Yeah.
So
I was a kid.
So, man, we're here to talk about all things you, music, life, what's been going on. The people might not know everything, so we'll start off from the beginning. How you came, how you started rapping, like how you came up, what's up with you, like where you from?
I'm African. I would like to say I'm from Columbus, Ohio, but I spent the bulk of my life in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
Alexandria. You know what I'm saying?
Columbus, what, the 614?
614.
614? Okay.
Yeah. I love it there. I just couldn't live there anymore. But, you know, living in the DMV is kind of hard to have so much to do.
Yeah.
And go somewhere where, you know, if you want to really go to somewhere else, it's a 3-hour drive. You know what I'm saying? So, that's our. Between here and Ohio, it's my home. Musically, man, I always liked music. It wasn't a thing. Just, I always knew the words to all the songs. You know what I mean? So that was, you know, I was in 10th grade and I decided, I think, So Far Gone came out.
So Far Gone, 10th grade, Dad.
Yeah, that came out. And, I was like, I can do this. You know what I mean? No offense, like, no.
Yeah, no.
And at the time, I couldn't. I couldn't. I figured, you know, it would take some time, which it did. And, you know, you always think you're good in the moment. But then you hear yourself years later, you're like, I don't even want to hear myself.
You don't want to hear that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you ever go back and listen to, or do you have any of those, like, first tracks recorded?
I have them, but I lost, it was a big... a hard drive, I dropped it, okay. And it broke, stopped working, so I don't have, only ones I have still is a Rhapsody 1.
Okay.
That's I'm going to let the people go find that.
It's somewhere, it's on SoundCloud or something?
It's somewhere, it's out there, you know what I'm saying? So if you listen to me, if you really, really like the music, you're going to find it somewhere.
So,
you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I shout out to people like my brother, because like, if it was for me, I'm like, yeah, I'm the hardest. Play him a record, he's like, yeah, that's just not it.
That's not it.
So you got to go back to the drawing board and figure it out. But thankfully, you know, just through studying the music and through, like, just trial and error, you know what I mean? And then, you know, when you brush shoulders with actual artists, you pick up things. You pick up, you know what I mean, just different ways to work, you know what I mean? Like, even when it comes down to writing, you know, it's like there's times to write, but then I'm the type of person, I overthink things. So, you know. I've been around so many artists that's just like.
So that was going to bring me to my next question. So you said 10th grade, So Far Gone, that's what inspired you to like start really, really doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So who was some of like your musical influences then? I know that, one offhand.
Yeah. Like, at that time it was Drizzy, Kanye, Wayne always.
Wayne the GOAT.
That's the best rapper alive.
That's our generation GOAT.
Yeah,
I know people like Jay-Z, but. Wayne.
Wayne, you know what I mean? Who else at that time was really making a... Well, honestly, I'm going to say, like, Outkast and Andre.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because every time he came and put a verse on something...
He was going crazy. You know what I'm saying? He was going crazy.
You know what I mean? So, that's about it at that time. And, you know, listen to Jeezy. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
He would pop his head out sometimes, you know what I mean? So, other than that, that was about it.
Okay. So... Yeah, I know Wayne for real. Like I said, that's my favorite rapper of all time. Mm-hmm. And then inspired to a little bit of J. Cole when I got older, when I was transitioning.
I'm sorry, Cole and Wale as well.
Okay.
Cole and Wale, definitely.
Okay.
Between Cole, Wale, and Drizzy, like, they was, you know what I'm saying? Like, all three of them legend to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Wale gets left out of conversation sometime, but
he's
definitely legend. So, you know what I mean? Word to Wale.
We definitely was having a discussion about that. Me and Chris last week was actually talking about why my man don't get the respect.
You know what I'm saying? He needed, though. He needed. They thought it was... He was really...
That cool. Dude, yeah. He really was carrying DMV on his back, for sure.
On his back alone. You know what I mean? And he was the only one like him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So...
Would you consider that like coming out of the DMV in a sense? Would you consider that like the rapper that influenced you the most in that region?
Definitely, definitely. Because from, you know, More About Nothing.
Sure.
Even 11-1-11 Theory, the mixtape. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, just the swag. You know what I mean? Wale always is like, yeah, I'm nice.
Yeah, nah.
You know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying? Like, he already knew he was nice. So sure. That's just the way you approach the song, the records and everything. So, yeah, definitely Wale around the DMV area.
Nah, for sure, yeah, for sure. Nah, shout out to Wale, man. Give that man some flowers, man.
Shout out to Wale. Man.
So, fast forward a little bit to where we are now. Like, we're gonna go back and go down the catalog and stuff like that. But saying that, like, have you got a chance to rub shoulders with like up and coming DMV artists now? Cause they're on the rise, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of artists out here from the DMV that's getting a little shine and shit.
Not for real yet. Not just yet. I mean, I'm open to it. You know what I mean? Sure. But you know, just the DMV has a sound, you know what I mean, right now. So I just been trying to figure out how to be able to, you know, get within that sound without forcing. You know what I mean? Cause word to Honcho Heem. You know what I mean? He definitely doing his thing out here, and that's my man. So definitely one phone call away for me to be like, yo, I hit him actually, but like I said, I got to find the record that works.
Because to me, listening to your music, mm-hmm. you don't sound like what the wave is there right now.
Yeah.
But I think that adds a uniqueness to it, and it gives the music more longevity.
Yeah.
If you ask me personally, because it's not trendy, and you can listen to it at any point. We were talking off air before this, and we'll get to the project, your solo project. Mm-hmm. But you told me you recorded a song in 2015, but it's on the 2022 project. And I'm like, shit, this shit sound like it all flows to me. I wouldn't know the song was that old.
Yeah.
Based on the lyrics, the content, and everything of the song. So that's dope. I think you should keep doing what you're doing, in my opinion, because it's carving out your own lane. It's just hard to break through an area where that has a trendy sound right now.
Right, right, right. Well, it'll happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody, time come.
Yeah. You know? Nah, for sure. Yeah. So 09, started rapping. Mm-hmm. When did the first project, the first Rap City drop?
My first project wasn't Rap City. My first project was The Breakfast Club.
Oh, The Breakfast Club. Shit,
yeah. Right. I started rapping, and then I think one night I was on eBay, and I called my brother. I was like, man, can you buy me a mic? And he was like, what? And I'm like, I want a mic. Because I was recording on a Rock Band mic.
Okay.
And, yeah, he bought it for me on eBay. You feel me? Shout out to my brother. And, yeah, I recorded The Breakfast Club.
How many tracks was on there, Joe?
I think it was like 12 or 13.
Okay.
And, yeah, that was my first, like, real go at trying to, you know, make a project, put it together. Because I love the movie. That's one of my favorite movies, The Breakfast Club. So, yeah, I just took, once again, you take from what you see around you. Mm-hmm. Wale was doing the, you know,
the Seinfeld.
Yeah,
thing.
The Seinfeld situation. Okay. And that was like, you know, that was my, you know, shot at that. You know what I'm saying? My ode to, you know, paying my homage to that. And, yeah, I liked it. Everybody at school liked it because I was still in high school.
Yeah.
It was actually like, you know, within my school. You know what I'm saying? Niggas knew. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas, little wave, niggas knew. So that was actually the first project. And then I think the way I make music, I got to live life first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, had to go through a little bit of something, you know what I mean? And then I started working on Rap City 1.
Okay. Yeah. And that came how long following the original Breakfast Club project?
Breakfast Club came out in 2011. Rap City 1 came out in 2014.
So yeah, 3 years.
Years of just life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, you know, you going through life. You know, sometimes I ain't want to make music no more.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So, and then I decided, like, yeah, and all through that time, you know, I was Rap City 1, I wrote, I think, a majority in Richmond.
Okay.
In y'all party house. Slid off, you know what I'm saying? Done had my time, and then I'd go to the room and start writing, you know what I mean? Like, so that was really, a bulk of that was literally written while I was, you know, traveling throughout from Nova to
mm-hmm.
Richmond. That's how that came about. Okay. Like 70% of that was written out here.
Okay.
Yeah. That's various different places. I'm telling you, a lot of bathrooms, like my brother's room, Rich room. Like I didn't wrote, you know what I mean? Like at that time, whenever I could get it in, I just boom. Yeah. So
I'm glad the city inspired you a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely worked in Richmond.
Being a Richmond native, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Richmond.
But so that was 2014.
Mm-hmm.
2014, do you feel like at that point you were gaining more traction or buzz, or like was it just like your? Because I'm pretty sure 3 years between the project, you kind of lose some.
I had already had traction because like I was already like I was on SoundCloud heavy
because
I like I got like 40,000 plays from my mama house.
Man. Ah, okay,
you know what I'm saying? That's just like me, Internet James. I don't know if you know what I mean. We were just making music. You know what I mean? And just in that space and just putting it out. You know what I mean? Like I said, it was different. So we was definitely getting, you know, garnering plays and stuff. But then, like I said, life be life, man.
Life be life, yeah. You know what I mean? Sure.
And, you know, kind of, it did slow down a little bit. But I always had people asking me, like, yo, you still rapping? When you going? You know what I mean? No matter how much stress I put on myself, everybody always asks, like,
for sure,
are you still making music? So, yeah.
Where the music at? Where the music at?
Yeah, exactly. Where the music at? And then you sometimes you're like, when I put it out, y'all boys ain't listening.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? So that's why. So as an artist, and we was talking a little bit about your method of making music. You're a writer, so right. Most of your lyrics are written down. Actually, like you actually process. That's their process. It's actually writing and coming up with a concept.
No.
So. How do you do it?
I'll write, like, for example, like I'll be like random, you know what I'm saying? I'll be in the shower. You know what I mean? Or I'll be sitting down on my couch or at work and you get a line and I just put it down in my notes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now when I go to the studio, you know what I mean? I don't have a beat yet.
Yeah, you know okay, I mean? Yeah, yeah. So if I
get a beat that I like, you know what I mean, I'll go back, look through those notes and see, because you know, starting a record is the most that first line when you step in.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of the most important parts mm-hmm. of the thing. So I use that and I just go off that, just build off that. And I kind of just build the idea right there in this space. Unless it's a song where it's like, I'm stumped, you know what I mean? And I take my time and listen to it outside of the studio. I'm not saying I don't write at all, but like most of the time, it's right there. Cause I like I said, I doubt myself a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's no good. You know what I mean? Like the music's not going to get made if I keep doubting myself. So,
but you know, as an artist, of any kind,
mm-hmm.
perfection comes into play. You, like you said, overthinking always. So sometimes you just got to do shit and just put it out and see what it
is. I'm telling you, highs and lows have 15 mixes, bro. Like, that means that's 15 different times I went into the studio and decided I didn't like how it sounded.
Mm.
And you know what I mean? Like, let's change it. Let's do a different mix. You know what I mean? And I know there's people who mix records way more. But for me, I'm just like, I just want to make it.
Yeah.
And then get it out the way, because it's not like a question of if I'm good or not. Now I'm doubting myself. And that's gonna be my detriment.
When did you find that confidence all the way to know, like, I'm really doing this shit, I'm really making the type of music I want to, I'm in my bag, I found my bag, like I found my lane?
For real, it's not, I don't know, it wasn't by myself. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I started off making the music, you know,
mm-hmm.
by myself, and you know, and then I, you know, got with my brother's management company DTR, and then like they're listening more than in a different way than I'm listening.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm listening to criticize myself off some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? they're listening where they're hearing. I done sent them songs, and they're like, okay, well, that's your, you know what I mean? That's your bag right there. That's what, you know what I mean? And I can either agree or disagree with that. Most of the time, I can agree with you. So, you know what I'm saying? So having a team around you is big. It's been big for me, because by myself, I couldn't pick my sound. Okay. I'll make a song about a woman. I'll make a up joint. I'll make a stressful song. I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now that I know what my bag is, like, you know, I can make those songs and put them, you know what I'm saying? Like, be more comfortable in making those songs. So. Yeah, it was just the people around me, man. The team just helped me to understand what is my bag, because I got a lot of things that I can do musically. You know what I mean? So
shout out to DTR, man.
You know what I'm saying? John, shout out to Chris.
shout out to the team, man. Yeah. They holding it down. But so I guess we could fast forward to now, your more current music.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say it caught more traction, but this is when I knew, like, when I listened to your latest solo project,
okay,
that's when I was like, oh, nah, that boy.
Okay.
That boy. Like, yeah. I heard songs before, but when I heard the, like, I like a project. Like, right, you know, right, right. The singles out here, we have artists like that together, that just drops in. But when you can put a body of work together, mm-hmm. and it's so concise like that, I enjoy that person as a fan
appreciate
of music
that.
And
appreciate
rap.
That.
So,
appreciate that
Rhapsody 2 dropping in 2022, man. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that and the inspiration to bring a mixtape title back from the original one that you did.
I'm kind of a creature of habit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the times, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, Rhapsody, you know, we all grew up on it. We all grew up on Rhapsody.
Yeah, kinda, nah, for
you
sure.
Know, just getting off school, getting to watch Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. Whatever is Rhapsody, Mesita's World or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, all them different shows that was coming out. And Rhapsody really, like, I was excited as a kid to go and watch the freestyles. I'm a girl, man. I be watching the freestyles now to this mm-hmm. day. So, like, that's why I just decided, like, why not? Rhapsody 2, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not done with Rhapsody, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Rhapsody 3 is in the works right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm like eight songs in for Rhapsody.
So, it's going to keep going. It's gonna
yeah,
keep
nah, it's going to, I mean, let's say it's going to stop, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a finale or whatever, but, like, you know, Rhapsody is like my Carter.
Gotcha. You know okay, yeah, I mean? Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, like, it's an entity in its own.
It, facts.
Its
okay, own I guess. So yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rhapsody is something that's, like, you know, because after Rhapsody 3, like, I got stuff like All Day Broadcast. I'm gonna put out. You know what I'm saying? As you notice, everything is based on television.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Growing up, that's what really raised me. That's you know the what mean? My mom was at work. So yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like the TV, if it wasn't for the TV or mm-hmm. outside playing football with my friends, like the TV was really big. Mm-hmm. You know
pivotal.
I mean?
Yeah.
So like that's my format right now. Just so I got a lot of I make so much music now that I'll make this and put it in this folder.
Put it in the stash, put it in this drawer, yeah.
For this project. So now as I'm going along, by the time I get to a project, say I'm working on it, it's halfway done, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? Now it's on me to change, you know what I mean? So, yeah, Rhapsody 2, I loved it because, like, at that time, that was, like, I was really, like, that was, to me, that was my best rapping. Because I was just, you know what I mean? Like, no doubt and just, like, and I didn't write not one word down for Rhapsody 2. You know what I'm saying? I didn't write not one word down for Rhapsody 2. So that was an accomplishment for me because, like, you know, like I said, I wanted to challenge myself and not doubt myself. And working with Dino, Don Alte, you know what I mean? He mixed the whole project. He recorded the whole project. You know, Justin Attic Boy, he's out here in Richmond too. Shout out to Attic Boy Studios. He was the one that mixed Highs and Lows originally. Before Don did it, but just working with him and working with somebody that has a musical ear and that'll allow you to just be and won't allow you to doubt yourself, it was just coming like, you know, that's when I started going to the studio three times a week.
Okay, when you start making that habit, yeah, creature habit with the studio.
Yeah, I started going three times a week to just make sure, like, you know, and I made it a point, like, during the day, I'll work the Broke Boy, work the Lucas Quinn, were the Wonderlust Beats, and I get on YouTube, and they were on their craft too, so they were dropping beats every day.
Okay.
And I'd get YouTube notifications.
Ah, okay.
When the beats drop,
gotcha.
You know what I mean? So like Dark and Lonely was at the top of his beat page.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? And I just the beat came on, and I was like, and that was just the first thing I said. I was like, this shit get real dark and lonely. And that's
you just stopped building up.
Yeah,
that
right there is because I couldn't find a sample. I really wanted to put Diddy off Making a Band.
Okay.
Because there was a segment in there where he was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit get real dark and fucking lonely. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then that was really what, you know, because I was watching Making a Band earlier.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But I couldn't, I end up, they deleted it off YouTube. By the time I went to go find that actual episode.
Okay.
And he was talking about it. So that's everything is just like everything just worked perfectly when it came to that. Like that came to me on the way to the studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, so Rhapsody 2 was literally like it showed me that yeah, you can make music and you don't have to doubt yourself and stress yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can just go ahead and just do it. You know what I mean? So from Stove to shout out to Music Mac, Stove to like So Fly, all those records came on accident. Like, I had the hook for Stove. I asked Music Mac to, you know what I'm saying, like, do his thing. And he made it his own, you know what I'm saying? So Fly, I wanted him on a feature, and he started the verse, but, you know, going through life.
Yeah, for sure.
And he left. He had to go. He said he was going to come back and finish the verse or whatever. And I was listening to it over and over for about a week, and, you know what I mean, like, I just took that. That's how he was going to start his verse.
Okay, and you just...
You know what I'm saying? For y'all, my niggas, it's I. Good guys, I'm so hot. He was going to start his verse like that. But I went and, you know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, I like this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, so that project was really like, it was really like what made me understand, like, the music isn't going to come in no specific type of order.
So I do have a question. Mm-hmm. So you have this line on the intro of Rap City 2. Mm-hmm. Where you say you know a nigga that was on house arrest and still pimping.
Yeah.
Is this true?
yeah, definitely. Is there some truth to that? Definitely. Ain't no lies. Ain't no lies. That's why I hold Columbus, Ohio so close, because growing up, you know what I mean? I seen a lot, you know what I mean? Like, I seen a lot, you know what I mean? So, we don't want to say anybody's name.
Yeah, for sure.
But that record is, directly, like, it's directly connected to the Ponderosa record that's on that.
Okay, yes, Ponderosa.
You know,
yeah.
That's about the same person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Definitely was telling the story on Ponderosa.
You know what I'm saying? So if you go and listen to Ponderosa, then you'll understand. You won't get a name, but you'll understand, like, you know what I'm saying? That's who I'm, you know, because the
intro. Referencing to a degree.
Yeah, to it. No, that's what I'm talking about.
You're right. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, that was definitely something that growing up, I didn't know what was happening at the time. But then when you go back and you recollect, you're like,
yeah, no, for sure.
It's like, oh, my boy,
he was wild.
He was definitely wilding back then. But you know, that you start to see life is life. You got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's do what they got to do is different. Some people do what they got to do is waking up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, no, for
some
sure.
Some people do what they got to do is being on house arrest and still trying to get the money. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, it's all about your position with the way where you're in. So I just wanted to get that across, you know.
Now, when I heard the bomb, I'm like, nah, this sound real.
Yeah, so man. That record is like, you know, I was really, like, in a bag where I'm trying to, like, you know, like, I'm trying to rap, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, even the bar where it's like a, I can carry all you kiddos like I played for the Nets.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, most people wouldn't take it as anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm saying, like, remember Kerry Kiddos played for the Nets? You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying I can carry you kiddos. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I was really trying to be in my rapping bag. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, like they say, nigga, rap. You a rapper.
Yeah.
Rap. So, yeah. That was that with that song. One of my favorites, too.
One of your favorites?
Project. Yeah. One of my favorites on the project.
My personal favorites on the album, you already hit on a little bit, but the Highs and Low record.
Okay.
And Dark and Lonely.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe because I don't know. I like Sammy. I felt your pain doing it. I felt your pain. And me knowing you personally, I really like, okay, yeah, my nigga talking that shit.
Yeah, going to do it, yeah. Dark and Lonely is actually a record that, like, even, you know, shooting a video and everything, like, is a record that I like the record a lot, too. Mm. You know what I mean? I like the record a lot, but just, like, revisiting where you were at that time. Sometimes I just want to be, have my spirits high. So
yeah,
that's why I don't listen to the record as much.
Yeah, nah, that's,
you know what I mean? But, like, Dark and Lonely is, like, I can say, like, is, like, one of my babies. Because, like, Dark and Lonely was, like, you know, it just flowed. You know what I mean? Everything just literally, like I said, I got the hook in the car and the verse and everything came literally that day in the studio. So, yeah, Dark and Lonely is one of the, and I like Advantage, too.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, Advantage is a song that, you know, once again, an accident. You know?
How did that one come about?
We was in there, me, Don, and shout out to Joanna. Look out for her too. We was in there and then she had just finished her session and we pulled up the beat from Broke Boy and I was like, I'm trying to figure out, and I asked her, you know, like, yeah, like, what's your biggest fear? You feel what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, she was talking about, you know, just fearing her emotions and how she feels and things like that. And then I took from that and, you know, made the song. You know what I mean? Because it'd be nice where you hit the wall and you don't have anything else talk about. But pulling from real life situations from other people, you know what I mean? And I've learned that for me to, even if I'm writing for somebody, you know what I'm saying? I'm working with somebody. I'd rather sit in the studio with you and have a 2-hour conversation first.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. Because something totally off kilter.
You know what I mean? So I can, just about your life, just about things, you know what I mean? So now I can put myself in a different space while working on, you know what I'm saying, the music, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
that one was very organic. It came out very smooth, you know what I mean? I really like that record, you know what I mean? So, and I can listen to that because that's not my own personal pain.
Yeah, exactly. You know So I'm kind of the same way. I like a lot of like sad musical, feeling up because you can feel a real pain. I don't actually want to be hurting when I listen to it. So I got to be in a good space. It don't break me down. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I've learned with music, like I used to make sad music when I wasn't sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, mama always tell you, you know, it's power in the tongue.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and I've always found to be like, all right, go ahead and make a sad song about breakup and see if you don't have to take that same song to cry to.
To cry to later,
you actually do get the breakup. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, and that's another thing I find recently. Like, I've done it so much. Like, you make the soundtrack to whatever pain that you're going to experience
later.
And then now you experience later, and you just sitting there, and you're like, did I make this song for them? Did I make this song for me? So, but I love the pain, you know what I'm saying? The pain music, you know what I mean? Everybody got to love the pain music.
For sure.
Just don't want to be in too much pain while you listen to it. So.
The most popular tracks I've seen, at least on Apple Music, mm-hmm. they had the star beside them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing these the most streamed.
Yeah.
Estelle, which is an upbeat tempo, right? Yeah, I like that a lot. It got Don on the jump.
Yeah, it got Music Mac. Music Mac on there, too.
Shout out to Mac.
You know what I'm saying?
Highs
and Lows was also a star joint on there,
star,
too.
Okay.
Highs and Lows was loved. People love that, too. So.
And I know Girl Ain't Mine.
Yeah.
And also has Don on the jump. Yeah, you and Don got a good little...
Come on, man. We got a vault, bro.
Y'all doing your thing, man.
We got a vault, man. It's crazy, bro. We got a vault. Y'all not even ready for it. Well, yeah.
Every time y'all on a track together, I expect like it. I hold it to a standard. It always delivers.
Man. It's like Brown and D Wave. Yeah. Really, is a problem when we get together. So you know, that's my man.
Yeah. Nah. So to transition mm-hmm. to talk about y'all two.
Okay.
Y'all just recently put out a joint project.
Wave.
So. How did that happen? Did that happen based off this shit that y'all, how y'all cook up so good together and y'all always in the studio?
We're always working, and the studio has been a place where, like, you know, the days are long, you know what I mean? So, like, after work, you know what I'm saying, after being a dad, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I call Don and be like, bro, today wasn't it, bro. And he's like, yeah, man, pull up, you know what I mean? And we get in there and we work, whether it's on music that ends up being on my project or... whether it's on, you know what I'm saying, music that he's already working on, or whether it's on it's a record that, you know, because I can't sing. I'm not a singer.
You know
what I mean? But I can still write that kind of music, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, like, you know, we in there just working, you know what I mean? And I just got the idea of, you know, shout out to Max B, first of all, you know what I'm saying, Free to Wave. And, but it within the, when you're recording the lines in there.
Uh-huh.
Those are called waves, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's how, that's
yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's why it's .wav.
So
that's where the Wave Brothers came from. And
I won't hip like that. I just thought because y'all be swagging on the track together.
That's us.
You know what I'm saying?
kind of has a double meaning
Double entendre.
Yeah, that's really what it really is, because I just thought of it to be like a, just like a writing troupe for real, because now the Wave Brothers is not only me and Don. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, gotcha.
Like, we're in there with me, Don Alte, Asa Bugatti, and two producers, Tez made the beat, and Cinco. What I mean? So now we actually have a, because you know, scrolling through YouTube is cool.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Let me try and find beats.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, put your mans on something. You know what I mean? Like, we got good producers that really
the in house stuff. When y'all cooking that long, it's bound for greatness,
yeah,
especially
definitely,
with everything
definitely,
y'all
definitely,
formulating. I think definitely. Y'all only getting better. So it's like y'all got something going. So it's good to in-house. Like mm-hmm. you can hear the production.
And there's never a shortage of, music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The better the music is, the more motivated that, you know, the producers will be to just continue making, you know what I'm saying, good music for you. You know what I mean? Like, because, like, I don't know about you, but if I was a producer and every song every beat I made ended up under some trash ass rapper. Like, I stopped giving him music.
Yeah, you know, nah, no.
Versus
bullshit,
if
no
he
bullshit.
Just making bangers, I don't care if he don't get on. Like, we gonna figure that out. But like, he just making bangers. Like, yeah, I'm gonna keep making the music. You know what I'm saying? So everybody just gotta work off everybody. You know what I mean? So that's what the Wave Brothers is about. Just like, whether it's us putting out music for ourselves or, you know what I'm saying, whether you need something, come out, let us. You know what I'm saying? We can take care of you. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a beat, whether it's a verse, whether it's singing, whether whatever it is, like, we got it here. So that's the basis of that. Me and Don just had to set that flag down and just, you know,
let it be sure.
Started off.
Who, so I'm guessing you said the in-house production.
Mm-hmm.
That scene it all flip on Put It Down. I feel like that's what I heard. Was that beat inspired by the Seen It All Jeezy and Jay-Z record?
I honestly, as soon as I heard, I'm like, oh. I ain't gonna lie to you. I haven't asked Don about that just yet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But that's something that I hear. You know
what
I mean?
It's a flip. It's not all the way said, but I hear the.
Bro, you heard off the jump.
As soon as I heard, I'm like, oh, I really. Yeah. That's probably like, that's the song I kept replaying. I kept,
yeah,
I
of just, course.
The production, of course, like the lyrics is there, but the production, I love that song, that's one of my songs.
Yeah,
so,
the good Jeezy flipping. You know what I'm saying? Then you go into, you know, the melodic vibe. So that's definitely a
okay, nah, that jumps up. Mm-hmm. That jumps up.
Yeah, my man's got a thing on that joint.
The Wave Bros, mm-hmm, man. Nah, mm-hmm. I think y'all got like 8 songs on that project.
Yeah, I think we got 8 and
8, okay.
We got Wave Brothers 2 done.
That's on the way.
That's done. We just now just it's all about logistics now. You know what I mean? We're just continuing. Wave Brothers 3 started, you know what I mean? Like, just because we already had a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like we had to make new music. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of music that we was working on, and now we're just in a way where, like,
figuring out a way to put it out. And
because management wants you to put it out.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Stop sitting on the music.
DTR, put that shit out.
Put that shit out. Like, all right, I done heard it 30 times now, my boy.
We need it out somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? We're not making it just for us. Let's put it out. You know what I mean? So, and I've been trying to get more records that, you know, would hold a crowd. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, making records with Don, that's what he do.
Yeah, nah. So he definitely a hit maker, good on the hook.
Definitely gets it in. definitely. So. Yeah, that's
shout out to Dom, man, for sure.
That's the Wave Brothers. That's what we on right now.
And Wave Bros 2 on the way. Do you have like a date that you're thinking that is going
to tell you the truth, man? Let's say the top of the year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just somewhere in that first quarter, try to, you know what I mean? Just try to get things together. You know,
nah,
I mean,
for sure,
just,
for sure.
Like
for
I
sure.
said, just
but that's what you got management for.
Man. Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to the management.
Shout out to the management, man. Shout out to DTR once again, man.
Yeah,
you know.
So. Visually,
mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure to be in one of your videos.
Yes, sir.
You are Mac. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dedicated.
That's my shit. Mm-hmm. Visuals. When like do you have like when you come up with the concept of a visual or like thinking about like how do you Do you direct it or you have a director? Like, how do you come about the concept of like how you want to?
The first few videos, like the first video, like So Fly, I had a.
Shout out to So Fly. Video.
Yeah, I had
a great shoot as well.
Great shoot. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Noah. You know what I mean? I had a concept in my head just from the mm-hmm. Change Clothes video. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. Oh, yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like the team around me, like I said, just brought that to life. You know what I mean? And then Dark and Lonely, I had it in my head. That was already a thing. And then you go with the actual director and you tell him, you know what I mean? Because
your vision.
Yeah, I've never shot a video before. Yeah. So, like, your vision is, you know what I'm saying, only as good as the person who's
exactly.
Got
it. I need you to help make this
bring
come
it to life.
Yeah.
So, like, Girl Ain't Mine, that was. Had the idea because the song, you hear the song,
you know
where it was gonna go, but like, you know what I'm saying, like my brother, like management and them had really them and Zach,
okay, shout
really
out to Zach.
Really took a front line on that because I was just you know that was a you know they already had the idea together, you know what I mean? Me and my brother talked about the basis of it, but the actual like overall thing with it to put together, like I just showed up to that video. It was my birthday. Like, I was just there, so I won't get fined. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it came out great, so I really didn't have too much stress with that one. So it's literally a mix. Just, like, you know, I take a lot of, I draw a lot of inspiration from back in the day. And
for sure,
you know,
for sure.
Was watching. And then, you know, like you said, you got a team around you, man.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So different minds working, so yours don't have to work. So you know, that's really a mix of what's happening with these videos and for the ones to come. So,
yeah. So do you have a idea of the next video that you're trying to shoot, or like, was that just, is that, is that going to be up to management type thing? Or
if I say this on this mic right now, it'd be, it's just a, it'd be pressure. So I'm going to say it on the mic. Everybody's favorite record, man, Highs and Lows. That's just a big record. So okay. It's going to take time to, you know, like we said, just try to put the song together, like put the video together.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's just it. It's in the works. That's definitely in the works.
I know visuals aren't like how we grew up, like how you, the Rap City concept, BET, like how we used to really watch, but I think it's always good to still have some visuals so people can see you.
Oh, yeah.
Connect.
Oh, yeah.
It's more connectivity.
Definitely. Visuals is the, for me, honestly, like, if you don't got that, if you don't got a gimmick, you know what I'm saying, or a big wave, you know what I mean? Like, visuals is what'll keep you, what'll garner you, you know what I'm saying? Help get you fans, you know what I'm saying? It'll get you fans that you didn't expect. You know what
for so sure.
That's definitely something that, you know, we're working on. You know what I mean? Because like I said, just make the music, and then, because the whole Rap City 1 still needs to get his due diligence, like, video-wise, you know what
I mean? But, you know, it's one of them things, like, when people, the more listeners you get, they're going to go back. They're going to be searching for that, your old material. And they going to clank on more than that. Because, you know, niggas like being first.
Yeah, for so sure.
Like, they're going to be like, I was old. I know this. I can go all the way back to this point. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we really got to give them a point to go back to. Like, we're just working on doing that. But, yeah, visuals to me is still important. You know what I mean? Even, like, the energy you put into the visuals. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, trying to be artistic and minimalistic. It's cool. You know what I mean? But sometimes make a movie. You know
let's go
and do your next video to have something to do with the video that was what I'm saying, that was just there. So that's something that I really still believe in.
Back in the day, they used to have a lot of to be continues at the end of the videos, and I don't feel like they was ever continued.
Murder Inc. was good for that, boy. They finished a whole video.
I don't feel like it was ever continued, but you know, it is what it is. You know, still enjoy it.
Yeah, we still love it though. So yeah, videos are great still.
Where I was going next to that, I just was thinking about that shit in my head, but that was hilarious because literally I was like, it really be like, saying
did
to continue.
Did y'all really continue those?
It never happened. It never happened.
Probably never did, man.
It never happened. So inspiration about life and everything like that. As an individual with a son, I know you have
two.
You know,
shout out my boys.
I see that even on Rap City, so I see that you have a son, a song dedicated to your firstborn.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell him to make sure he look out for your secondborn. Felt like that was a dope way of.
And my second boy wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, but it's just like you was already.
Yeah, it was already.
You smoking
like,
the power of the tongue.
You're right. But yeah, that was just a song where it was like, you know, I just feel like, you know, some people's parents leave things for them, you know, certain things. And, you know, my life was real, real stressful at that time. You know what I mean? So it's just like, let me talk to you for what I know now and for what I've been through, you know what I'm saying? Life, you know what I mean? And I couldn't talk to him because he was with
I mean, you can say it, but you can't get the response.
So like at this time, you know, I was just thinking like, if I'm not here when he's 16, 17 years old,
it's on wax forever.
You know what I'm saying? It's on wax forever. He can hear it every day and realize like, you know, okay, my dad wasn't a weirdo. He's cool.
You feel me? He loved me.
Yeah, he loved me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and you know, firstborn is like, I was kind of hard on him. You know,
for sure.
So like,
for sure.
You know, I try to give him something to be like, to reassure, like, hey, man, come on. I got to do that, but I love you. You know what I'm saying? I love you, boy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's.
So can we look forward to any more tracks where is inspired by
for the children? Definitely. Because ain't nobody about to be, you know what I'm saying, running around the house saying like, yeah, dad made me a song. So, but like I said, like, everything just has to come naturally. Like, when I made that song, that's literally how I was feeling. You know what I mean? And shout out to SK. He, the same person who made that beat, made the Highs and Lows beat.
Okay. That connectivity.
Yeah, that's a Fela Kuti sample.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For the that record right there. So, it was, that's how I felt. You know what I mean? So for my second son, you know, I got to get to know him more, honestly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a, He a firecracker. So his song will probably be a little bit more up-tempo.
A little up-tempo.
Got 808s in it going crazy. So, but yeah, definitely more, man. I got more to do, got more kids to have, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, boy, okay.
Yeah, dog. I'm saying we're here, man.
Shoot the club on my brother. Hey, yo.
You know.
Do your thing, man.
Yeah, I'm living, dog. So. But yeah, definitely more to come.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's lit, man. I think it's always good to leave a footprint, like you said, for things for like sure. that. And a lot of our favorite artists coming up have done the same thing.
Yeah, and this is what I do best. So
dedication tracks.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Dedicate that and then just, you know, let it be. Let it live. It'll do its job at some point.
To the fan, man. Yeah. Let them know you love them. Yeah, oh, it's sure. forever.
Yeah, for sure.
Temptations forever.
Yeah. But yeah, that's something that I actually enjoy doing.
Okay. Shit, man. I think I'm all out of questions to mm-hmm. ask you. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you want to get into or elaborate about before we get up out of here? I know the upcoming stuff, we got Wave Bros 2 coming.
Yeah.
We got more visuals coming.
Yeah. Rap City 3 coming.
Yeah. The music done. So yeah. We're just waiting to put it out. Yeah, we're just waiting to put it out.
Rap City 3 is the only thing that's really in works right now. Like, okay. To like recording and actually like building songs for it. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, that. Everything is just on the way. We're just trying to give it to y'all the correct way. Pause. And
I was trying not. It was a couple of pause moments here. I was trying not to be childish, but you know, I know we're being professional.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's all good. But, we have a lot of things coming. You know what I'm saying? Just not just me, just DTR.
Nah, DTR. Oh yeah, shout out to the whole. Yeah,
shout out to the home team, man.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out DTR. Your fellow label mates. And
yeah. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, see the logo, you know.
to the CEOs.
Yeah, to the word to John, word to Chris, you know what I mean? You know, they do all the stuff that, you know, makes my life way easier.
For sure.
That's why I can make as much music as I can, as I do, you know what I mean? Because I just make it and send it off.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point now, you know, it's like, you know, they take stress off your shoulders.
For sure.
Expect a lot coming up.
Upcoming artists, y'all hear that? That's... Having a team around you, man. The right team.
The right team. Just have the right team around you. You know what I mean? And if y'all building together, don't have your eyes just too much in the streets and be looking like, well, they can do this. Well, my boy, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you really had that, you would have been on right now.
For sure.
You know
what I mean? So for sure.
You got something.
For sure.
But you know what I'm saying? Somebody need to help you turn that something into something else or make that something bigger. So, you know, I got the help right now. So. God bless me. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to keep growing. We're going to keep grinding, man. It's been a pleasure sitting down, talking to you, going over this history. It's not going to be the first or last. Like, this is going to be the first of many
type situation. Man. Thanks for having me.
Man, look, I enjoyed the convo. I know we're going to have more laughs and giggles off air. Some stuff that we can't speak of. But,
hey.
But life is good right now, man. You're doing your damn thing.
Yeah.
The team is doing the damn thing. Yeah. I'm proud of y'all, man.
Definitely.
I've really seen this shit from the beginning. Like I said, I've known you for more than 10 years at this point now. Literally, man. So it's like, it's good to see your progression in music and life, being a dad, like all those things, like that make you you.
Mm-hmm.
I can say I'm proud to see what you're doing.
We've just been learning, man. Even with the team and everything, just about learning. You know what I mean? The first year was, I ain't gonna say it was rocky, but it was just new with everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, everybody just had to figure out what they were doing and how they was gonna do it. You know what I mean? So, but now, we know what we want to do, and we know what not to do bit more. You know what I mean? Try to not make mistakes or, you know, how to work with people. Or just even me, just how, you know what I mean? Just dealing with people and just the type of person that you are and what you put out there. So, but I think this next run is going to be strong. Shout out to Jalen. Shout out to Cloud Envy as well. He part of the whole team. You know what I mean? He got some stuff out right now. So just everybody that's around us is just working at this moment. So. Yeah, it's going to be a good 2023 for y'all. 2024. Yeah.
2024. Look, the years be flying,
man. I'm telling you, bro. The year's over, bro. 2024 is just for us, man.
You hit 30, you stop forgetting shit.
It don't even matter no more. Man. I woke up today. You know what I mean?
You woke up with 2 chains. If you woke up today, nigga, you winning.
Yeah, you winning. You know what I mean?
You're winning. So we winning.
The year only matter around November, around right now.
For sure. So. The holidays. We about to be good.
Yep.
About to get some gifts.
Yep.
Celebrate this new year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. But get the people your social media handles and all that, and where they can find you on all streaming platforms, wherever they can find you, give them all that.
Okay. First, let's start off Instagram. It's Ali, ALIE.mp3. That's ALIE.mp3. Twitter, it's Don't Mind the Smoke. I don't really be posting on Twitter, so don't even worry about Twitter. And just on, I'm on every single platform that you would think of. Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. We on Google Music, we on Deezer, we on Instagram Music, we on all that.
Instagram got music?
Instagram shit, got the, you know, the poster songs. You can post my
oh, well, you on, type it in. Oh, okay.
So yeah, we're everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I'm everywhere. So just
got a TikTok or something. I know the kids might be looking for the TikTok.
Yeah, I got a TikTok. I'm still trying to you know what I'm saying, get my bearings on the TikTok, because I found myself on there scrolling, laughing out loud instead of making my own TikToks.
But, nah, for sure.
You know, once the TikToks is the same. It's Don't Mind the Smoke. Okay. You know, or if you type in Ali, you'll see it. And if you type in my name, just music, you know, we're still coming up. So Search Soul Fly. That was one of the first songs that got big traction. So if you type it Ali Soul Fly, you're gonna see the red cover. You can go and explore from there. Just, you know what I mean? Because I don't want y'all out here looking for the music, can't find it and give up. I know y'all attention span is short.
For sure.
So yeah, type it Ali Soul Fly if you're just starting off. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Once the buzz get bigger, you know what I'm saying? It'll show up. As soon as you put an A in there, it'll show up. Yeah, man.
For sure. Uh-huh. As we get the bottle, look, this is that was a good little cut right there. Good sound producing, Chris. I like that. And this could bridge off the other conversation. Okay. So just go ahead, man. Look, we can talk kick the shit now.
At those times I was a youngin'. You know what I'm saying? The youngest amongst, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of niggas is in college that's in the wildest prime forms at the time. You know what I'm saying? And it was one particular night where, like, when dudes leave their house or whatever, you got a condom in your wallet and shit, you feel me? You say, like, yeah, I'm gonna get some pussy tonight. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know, you're gambling. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, yeah, so that night, you know what I'm saying, the party hadn't even started yet. It was just, we were still sitting there drinking, you know what I'm saying? And just a particular young lady came over the house, and like, she ain't know my mans. My mans ain't know her. And before the party start, you feel what I'm saying, my mans had already, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And to me, where was the chase? There was no chase. You know what I mean? And those are the things that made me, that helped me to start understanding, like, they want it just like we do.
For sure. I mean?
So, the party hadn't even started yet. Like, it hadn't started.
I remember that day specifically.
It hadn't even started yet. So
I remember that.
Yeah, that was shocking to me. A lot of things that I saw then, you know what I'm saying? So by the time that, you know, I was out with my mans and them, like, you know what I mean? I was already on some, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we've been doing it. Like, yeah, I've like, been yeah, seeing nah, this. Look, yeah, go back to the pimping shit.
You've been watching it happen, you know what I'm saying? But it just sometimes just because it doesn't happen to you.
For sure.
You don't think it's real, but stuff like that, you really see, like, You know what I'm saying? Like, is this really life? You know what
I
mean?
Nah, for sure. I mean, like,
that was a good story.
That was a wild. That party was one of the best parties, though.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
at that location.
Because the floor. You know, when it really got bumping, the floor would kind of give its own, mm-hmm, like it's giving in.
Yeah,
that's when you knew, like, yeah, it's happening right now.
DJ SL on the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos, boy. don't come here acting up either. Get your shoes set on fire. For real.
we didn't got a lot of things back in those days. But yeah, man, nope, those days definitely are near and dear because it's college.
Yeah,
I'm glad that we gave you some kind of tutelage.
Even
though it might have been a negative or good, like, but you see niggas having a great time, but also handling their business.
Y'all was still, everybody graduated, everybody, you know what I'm saying, out in the world right now doing their thing, you know what I mean? But, like, you got to live, you got to experience, you
for
know
sure.
I mean? And those experiences, like, really, like, you know, shaped and molded, you know what I'm saying, just how I look at life and just how I'm going to approach things and, you know what I mean, like, just know what to look for and things like that, you know what I mean? If you don't have that, then, you know, you end up one of them weirdos. You don't really know how to have real life situations.
Yeah,
whatever,
nah, it
you know
does.
What I mean? So, I'm very thankful for those times.
So couple of fights.
Oh, nah. My God. For sure.
Give you some for tough sure. skin, man.
Yeah, nah, for sure. So yeah, and you know, I don't think there was a limit to who was getting fought though.
Oh no, nah, it was.
You know what I'm saying? Like whether you was a regular man or you was with your fraternity brother.
Don't do that. Don't do that to us.
If you was acting weird, you was acting weird. You know what I'm saying? So just anybody they were just fighting.
Anybody was fair
game. Yeah, anybody was fair game. But I guess, you know, in life, that's just life, man. Yeah. So, but no, everybody grew up and everybody just, you know, just it was an experience.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Something to think about, something to remember. I think about those times sometimes and I just giggle. You know what I mean? Like, well, I have sons, so I imagine, like, you know, my older son got his brother at school with him, and they wildin'. And those two motherfuckers right there, like, them out in the world together.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm just like, I know how it works out there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the world in today,
you feel me?
For some trouble, man.
You know what I'm saying?
But the good trouble, the good trouble.
Yeah, so.
The kind that won't get you behind bars.
I hope like so. That. That's why I'm going to be in their life and be here for them, because, like, the guidance is, they're going
to. For sure.
Because I've seen what happens.
Nah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, but.
College is a great time, man.
It was good.
great time. I'm glad you got to experience that with us.
Any more side producers? Word.
I meant to ask that, Chris, but I was just flowing. You know how I go with you. Just,
My favorite television shows. I'm going to look at the camera while I say this because I don't want nobody to get it fucked up. I don't care how many times I've seen it. I don't care. I've seen it a million times. The Office always and forever will be the greatest show to ever be created. Okay.
Anybody come out of the Christmas movie or something, right?
Office?
I think. I don't know.
I mean, whatever is the Office, whatever is the Office, it's like, to me, it's like the Office. And then, like, at a real dangerous close second is Reno 911.
So you see where you at. I see you like those type
that
of.
That humor, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I want to offend somebody. Somebody needs to be offended. Somebody in the room needs to
It's
be.
Good comedy, though. I be true.
When they say something, you like,
oh, yeah.
That's
it.
Yeah, I live for that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, those two shows is definitely, you know, I give them, I fall down YouTube rabbit holes all the time. You know what I'm saying? My brother tell me, like, you know too much. That's because I'm on YouTube all day. You know what I'm saying? You follow these rabbit holes, then you learn that, you know, snakes do this type of thing, and you just like, I've been watching this for 3 hours.
I'm intrigued.
Or you've been watching Pimple Popping for like 37 minutes.
Those are definitely, like, those are, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll be on Dr. Pimple Popper page, Instagram page all the time.
For no reason, you know what I'm saying? Just watching that type of stuff. And I got this new thing where I'm like, there's this page I got put onto called Nature's Metal.
Okay.
So from that page, just to go on YouTube and just watching just like the circle of life take place. It's nasty out there, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's nasty out there. So I literally watch the same thing. Sometimes I'll put The Office on to the point where my sons can hum the dun 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 dun.
Okay, like they know that.
Like, I just put it on and just let it play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, just I play it in the car without the sound, without the picture. It's just that.
It's just what it is.
I really like the show. And Parks and Rec, too.
Parks and Rec was good.
Yeah, there's some, you know, honorable mentions. Like, let's see, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I was ready to ask you because it was all in the same thing.
The League.
The League.
And YouTube, Big Ja. I watch Big Ja a lot on YouTube. Shout out to Big Ja. You know what I'm saying? He do a lot. The Lesbian Homie. My roommate pays all the bills. Bro, him and Kent Edwin, they really y'all really, like, you know, I don't need cable.
Yeah, nah, them, you know nah, life is good on
just
that.
YouTube and streaming. You know what I'm saying? You'll be all right, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's really what I do. I watch that and probably some videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Play 2K. No, I don't play 2K, I'm lying.
So when you was coming up, right? So I know, like, you used to watch Making the Band. I used to stay up late to watch
Making
the Band.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, Making the Band,
mm-hmm, Chappelle
The
Show.
Real World, Chappelle yep, Show. Yep. That was the late night type. So, mm-hmm, when you was coming mm-hmm. to those shows, I know they probably hold a...
Yeah, they definitely hold a place. Because, you know, at those times, I was thinking, like, yeah, I'm about to be on Real World. You know what I'm saying? Or you're like, yeah, man, I can't wait to get on Real World so I can become an alumni cast member so I can be on the gauntlet.
On the gauntlet.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The challenge and shit.
The challenge and shit, you know what I mean? So that was definitely a big thing. And it was sad for me because, like, I always wanted to be on Rhapsody. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to get in the booth and then really, like, yeah, eat something. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's, you know.
They're bringing it back, though. It's supposed to be a new iteration of it coming out.
I hope so. They better have Big Ticket down there. You know what I'm saying? Because for a long time, I believed that Ticket was in his mom's basement.
It was believable.
Because somebody had came through the window. I think it was Method Man or something, one of the episodes. Like, somebody came through the window, and, like, he was like, yeah, mom's upstairs and blah, blah. So as a kid, I'm just like, oh, he really downstairs his mom's house. Yeah. He have his mans, but now you're as an adult, you understand, like, everything needs a concept.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, just the fact that they had me there and, like, you know, they now look what they made. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They got Rhapsody series just about to take off. So it's just like, I really believe that, you know? So I wanted to be on Rhapsody, 106 and Park.
Rhapsody.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be on 106 and Park. You want to be on TRL, things like that. So, you know, yeah, that's what I watch. That's what I'm into. Just dry humor, a lot of dry humor. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Oh my god.
I see where he goes with this.
That is a great question.
want his privilege?
No, it's not the fact that it's privilege. I just feel as though, like, if the mentally ill, if they've been handled a certain type of way already, somebody has tried to do them the right way. You know what I'm saying? That's why Arkham Asylum was a thing. They tried to take them there and take care of them the right way. But now you just keep escaping. You done escaped 7 times from Arkham. And every time you escaped, you robbed a bank. 7 people died. Like, you really are a menace to society. No, now I'm just going to crush you every time I see you. Because obviously, you know, you treat Arkham like a daycare. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, oh, I'm just going to go there so I can get 3-3 square and a cot. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about no straitjacket because some way, somehow, somebody going to come back around and get me out of here. So for me, yeah, no, you got your attempt at, you know what I'm saying, the normal
for sure.
Due diligence. But now, yeah, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm sorry. Pause.
Two-Face wasn't mentally ill, bro.
He wasn't. No, he was. He was.
No, he won't. He got burnt. His chick got burnt on, but he won't. He was fine for it.
The other side was talking to him. You know what I'm saying? The other side was really talking to him after a while. So that they always crazy. Like, he's not lying. Like, they always crazy.
I hate when I get put in this situation because I really don't have a true answer why I love Batman so much. But as a kid, that's just what I gravitated to. Bruce Wayne was just so dope to me. The Batman
player, bro.
Yeah, like, he was playing.
He
like,
had no powers. He don't got powers.
Rich motherfucker, smooth, like on some 007 shit. You know what I'm saying? That's but then bright. I thought about, like, damn, this nigga really don't got no superpowers. Like, I can't defend it. Like, you know,
but he still get it done. Like, he a ninja. That's what you got to realize.
Exactly.
Like, League of Shadows and all that, like, he's a ninja. You know what I'm saying? So he still get busy.
In the movies, who your favorite Batman?
My favorite Batman?
Like,
actor. I'm going to say Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, definitely number one.
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite Batman, hands down. Or
I enjoyed the George Clooney jump with Mr. Freeze and shit, but that was when I was a kid. Yeah, I loved
it. At those times, I mean, I liked it, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't know how cinematic what Batman versus Superman was with Ben Affleck. First of all, Ben Affleck, bro, because that boy done, he made Geely, they shot him down for doing that, and then he still made it out of Geely and ended up being Batman, and he ain't do a bad job. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
In the new iteration of it, he didn't do bad. We was talking about Aquaman and shit.
Okay,
he was good in that.
Okay,
but the other one, I'm not feeling it. I don't like Ben. He don't do it for me.
The one that I'm saying I fuck with because it's Batman is the one with Robert Pattinson or whatever. Like, in all reality, if I wish I wouldn't have seen him as Edward on Twilight because feel me? Like, to me, that's just like, oh, you.
But they made it like some emo shit like Twilight.
Yeah,
though.
No, it was.
I enjoyed it.
It was. It was definitely emo like Twilight, but it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Like, the city was just so, like, that took me down.
That was definitely it was definitely depressing as fuck.
I had to decompress after that movie because I'm like, damn, boy. Like, them boys did their thing on that joint. You know what I mean?
But back to Chris' original question, though. See, Batman fucked up, too. Bruce Wayne fucked up, too. He got a lot of trauma and shit.
Yeah, he lost his mom and dad. You know what I'm saying?
He going to therapy through all this shit. Like, my nigga getting help.
And then the thing about him is, he got this never-ending, he's in this forever, like, you know what I'm saying, weird, like, you know, nebulous with fucking Joker.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He gets a chance to kill him every time, and he doesn't kill him. You know what I'm saying? He's just continually fighting that. You know what I mean? So, like, He ain't okay either.
The whole city fucked up.
The whole city fucked up.
But Michael Keaton, my dog, too. So it's Christian Bale, then Michael Keaton.
Okay.
And then George Clooney.
Okay. But what's your favorite Batman, though? Like, the favorite movie, which one was your favorite joint?
Ooh. The Dark Knight, man. I hate to say cliche. That shit just was perfect, bro.
Mine was
Dark Knight Returns, I think.
Which one had Bane?
Bane was that
monologue that Bane had when he's like, you know what I'm saying? You adopted the darkness. I was born into it. Mm. That right there was a bar. That alone, yeah, and he crushed him.
The third Dark Knight.
It was what?
The third Dark Knight.
Bro, listen. And then he crushed him. That wasn't that alone by itself was just, it made the movie. And it took so long for them to like take that man down. Like,
yeah,
we were 2.5 hours in.
Nah, that was definitely a great monologue.
Yeah,
all the way. He killed that shit. Yeah. He killed that shit for sure. Yeah, but the first Dark Knight was my shit. That Dark Knight Rises. That was cool, but it took too long. He was in the little jump too long.
Yeah,
jail and
okay,
shit.
Okay.
I like the one when you out. The one with Harvey Dent, Two-Face, okay, and shit, and Joker. Okay. That's my shit. That joke, man. Shout out to Heath Ledger, man. He killed that shit.
Yeah, no, he did his thing.
I like Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker and the shit that he's doing now. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't bad, but Heath Ledger, you know what I'm saying? That was a thing in itself.
Once again, he was fucked up. We didn't know it. Yeah. He played that shit too good.
Yeah, bro.
He played that shit too good. Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace.
So, but yeah. Batman's it, dog.
Yeah, Batman. I didn't know you was into Batman like
that. No, listen.
Batman,
listen.
My guy.
Listen, hold on.
Oh, he got on the socks. Oh, my God, bro.
I'm not playing with y'all. I mean, it's really Batman for me. You
know, I haven't got a chance to dress up as Batman for Halloween yet. As an adult now, that's one of my, I got to do. I got to check that off.
Yeah.
I got to check that off.
Yeah, to me, it's just, that's, I
want to do it fully right, though. I don't want the little cheap job. I want my shit to look
legit.
I want that real leather on me and shit.
Okay, nah, you crazy. I love Batman to death, but. I'll put on a suit and be like Bruce Wayne, but for me to put on that, I want to
do that one time,
like how Travis Scott did. You see when Travis Scott did it?
I ain't peeped that.
He did it for Halloween one time, and they cooked him. He took the post down.
Nah, I'm gonna put my shit up, man.
Okay, just don't get a brown Batman suit. That's what he messed up.
Nah,
he got that John Doodoo Brown.
Nah, they ain't it. I gotta get the black, bro.
Niggas cooked his ass up, but yeah, Batman's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's just. Superhero wise, that's just one of the greatest.
That's the one, ever. Man. He the GOAT, bro. Like, y'all be hating on him. Look, he's like piss poor.
He a Republican. That's what they say.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's a rich billionaire.
Hey, listen, when the bread fall in your lap, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You gotta do something with it. You know what I mean? If I get $1 billion right now and I had to, you know, I had to sit at a different table, you know what I'm saying? I might just have to fade that. You know what I mean?
Want to keep your money. And I ain't had to step on nobody for it. Shit, he inherited it.
Like, thanks,
it
Dad.
That was his dad, but it did fuck him up. In a new, you know, his dad, like people was coming out of the company and shit, trying to kill him.
Yeah, because once you get to that amount of money, I'm gonna tell you right now.
I didn't like the new Riddler. That's what I didn't enjoy about that movie.
That's all is what made me like it. It was draining because like the new Riddler, like you felt like you was watching a serial killer documentary.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying. So like it was so like. Yeah, like, it was just like...
But he was trash, though. Jim Carrey was the... Even though it was so animated, that was a great Riddler. It was great Riddler.
But this one was like, you're supposed to geek, but like, you're just...
You're not. So you're scared, dark. Nigga. I'm scared.
Like, I'm scared, like, you know. But yeah, this
one of them niggas that got school... Like, he got school shooting vibes type shit. Like, he gonna fuck up and shoot a man.
Yeah, that's I don't like that.
Which he did, clearly. Had the whole city fucked up.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm hoping for them to give us a Batman and Batman versus the Joker movie. You feel what I'm saying? That'd be it. I'm telling you. In so many different ways that y'all might even know that'd be it.
And let's get our credit, because that's the only thing that DC gets right is the Batman shit. As a whole. even when they,
huh?
Cartoons, yeah.
Yeah, no, the cartoons. Yeah, Batman Samurai. You ever seen Batman Samurai?
No, I ain't seen that shit. It's out though. It's on my listen, HBO Max.
Hey, listen.
I just ain't watched it.
Watch Batman Samurai, bro, because even the animation on that was top tier. You know what I mean? You ever seen like a what's it called? What's that show? Archer.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
you know how Archer's animated, where it's like it's still 2D, but at certain parts randomly it goes 3D.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Batman.
I definitely gotta check that. It's on my recommendation.
Check that out, bro. Make sure it's not. I'm gonna get in my bag. Make sure, yeah, just cool it by yourself and watch that. Yeah, you know.
I wish I was a smoker. It might help too.
That was a good experience. When I watched Batman, I was off a shrooms trip.
Okay.
So yeah, everything was it had texture.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? That was when I really realized, like, oh, them frames per second is really something.
Yeah.
You feel me? Those animators is really doing something. You know what I mean? So like all of Batman is like when it's like, you know, the son of the bat or whatever, watch all of them, bro. All the cartoon joints, they're all good, man. Batman, they can't let you down. There's no way. WB animation, all that, they did their thing, man.
Shout out to Bruce Wayne, bro.
Shout out to Bruce.
Don't disrespect my guy no more, Chris.
Shout out to the Joker too, but shout out to Bruce Wayne, man.
We all trying to be Bruce Wayne in a sense.
We all trying to be Bruce Wayne, bro.
He said, nah. Why Iron Man don't get that slander? He in a suit too.
Iron Man's another nasty one.
Yeah, that's all I need. Hate, you're a real live nigga. Martial artist.
Hate is a nasty thing.
Facts. Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He come off
his
belt.
He got it on the suit, though.
It's on him.
Can't leave without it. If Batman and Iron Man are right
now. Do you think Iron Man's going to be Batman? Hey, listen. There's some things that, there's some takes that people say that I just let happen. Batman would have something in his suit.
Figure it out. He got the suit, bro.
There's always something
Inspector
there,
Gadget
bro.
Type nigga, bro. He got it, bro.
What's boy name? His mans? The black dude?
You talking about
Lucius.
Lucius.
Lucius always there with something that puts something in the suit that makes sure, like. Ladies and gentlemen, the Batman slander right now is nasty.
It's crazy.
I cannot allow it to continue because, like. Hey, listen.
They be fucking the city up, bro.
Tony Stark.
They be having people on that side.
Tony Stark's dad was on some. He was on some nastiness too on the come up. He made some decisions that was real like Illuminati type. Who? Tony Stark. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Tony Stark is also a Republican. You know what I'm saying? So like, you just don't like how Batman doing it, but Tony Stark can do it because he got technology. No. Batman technology and Tony Stark technology is two different technologies. Had a system where he can spy on
everybody. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
LAPD. They got that too.
They got that too.
Your man's got what's his name? He got dude he talked to Travis or whatever, his little AI.
Nah, Thanos, that's a different type of nigga.
That's different. That was we're not don't pull the Thanos card out when we talk about Batman. That's
yeah,
crazy.
That's he beat Bane. Bane broke
Bat's. No, he did.
He fucked him up. But he came back.
He did, and then he threw him in purgatory.
My nigga bounced back though. Sometimes you gotta figure it out.
That's what they got, bro. He crushed him and threw him down there. I was like, yeah, sit with that. Bro.
See, they made the first Bane weak as hell because all you had to do was pull his tubes out and shit.
Yeah.
When he's the moving Poison Ivy and shit. Yeah, with Thurman, what's the name from Kill Bill? Yeah, but yeah. But this that the new Bane, he was
mm-hmm. For sure. Hey, no, for real.
That's all right.
Listen, Thanos, what he was talking about, and then Ra's al Ghul. Mm-hmm. Their bars is all around the same thing, saying, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to burn it down to build it up. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
For sure. Okay. Batman got some shit, bro. He got some competition, bro, like far as the villains, bro.
Because they all crazy, so they be saying whatever they want. So they really say it. It might come out as artistic to us, but like the niggas is crazy.
It's legit crazy. They will kill you. They're killing people for fun, for a sport.
This is great. This is great.
Yeah, I ain't know how we got. Look,
nah,
look,
listen,
Deborah Cox. How did you get here? I don't know how we got here, but
we wilding right now.
I love it. I love it though. Yeah, this is the type of shit I did. When you on mic, sometimes you forget shit.
Y'all boys need management, boy. I'm telling you. Just listen. I'm telling you. Just all. Let me just sidebar. You need management, bro. Because when you work and you just let your management know what you're doing, what you're working on. You know what I'm saying? Then like, if you have good management, they're going motherfucking. Steer the boat sometimes. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what he just did. Like, he just, all right, man. I done told y'all, man. Just listen.
So I got a random question since we all on random shit.
Okay.
Anybody be watching Tubi movies like me and be
hey, listen.
Intrigued?
Listen.
The storylines be crazy, bro.
Listen.
I love that shit.
The Tubi movies are unmatched because, like, some of the people that's on Tubi movies have been on big productions.
Big productions.
You feel me? So like when you watch the Tubi movies, like I seen my mans that was that played Biggie.
Oh yeah, yeah. He
getting Tubi money. So if it's like 60K, he done did like 10. Mm-hmm. So he got at least 600 off the Tubi wave, right? So like one of the joints, he came home from jail and like his youngin' getting hit. But like they didn't do a good job in trying to like show that she didn't have draws on or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Those are little things that you like notice in the Tubi movie.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying. So rewatching it, but I'm now, my expectation is not high anyway.
Right.
So when you watch, I'm just looking for a good story, but it'd be little shit like that. Like, I'm not even mad. As long as the shit not OD terrible, the acting, I can get through it. I just be laughing.
I look at Tubi movies like back in the day. If you're African, shout out to all my Africans out there. If you're African, we was watching African movies, like Nigerian movies early back in the day, right? While America had movies that were more like, you know, thought out. And, and those movies back in the day, especially, because now African movies, Nigerian movies, they're on Netflix.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And they actually like good made.
It's some good shit. I didn't even know until I started playing. I'm like, oh, this joint good.
Bro, back in the day, the cuts and everything, like you'll see somebody standing here like this. You know?
Wow. That joke.
Like everything, like you'll see somebody standing here doing this and then they're like turn into a pig, but like the way they like transform it, you're like, my nigga, you lucky I only paid $3 for this DVD right now.
What was the transition with that?
Bro, like the you know, technology wasn't there yet. So but Tubi has no excuse. Tubi is just like, if you Tubi is for people who call the Kool-Aid and the junk, if you just show them like what flavor is this and they say red,
oh yeah.
Tubi's for them people because they feel it. They're not looking like, oh, this is such bad quality. Nah, we looking at it like, hey,
yeah,
y'all wild out on that one, but I'm gonna keep
watching this. I'm here for the storyline and shit, man.
Yeah, Tubi, I feel like Tubi like brings those like urban books that you read,
yes,
to life. And shout out to Ashley and Jacquavis.
I know exactly what's gonna happen in a lot of movies, but the end would be disappointing. How the villain went out, or how the
Y'all
could have did that, but how the upside the head and it's just over with. Come on, bro.
They don't shy away from that. They will let the villain win at the end of that joint and put out part 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yes.
Just off the strength of that.
I need to watch the joint Surprise too. I just watched the first one. The second one just came out. I gotta watch that too.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Hey, shout out Tubi, man.
Hey, Tubi got some shit, bro. I'm glad I brought that up because I love that shit, bro.
Yeah,
man. I'll be in tune.
Hopefully I can try to get me a movie on Tubi, man. Hopefully, management.
And if you want to watch the real movies with commercial breaks, they in there too.
Hey, listen. What we
I just watched one of my favorites, The Thin Line Between Love and Hate, on that motherfucker.
Hey, that was a good film.
That's my shit. Shout out to Martin, man.
Yeah, shout out to
Martin. I believe she's crazy in real life, though. Lynn Whitfield, I believe she's crazy.
Yeah, no.
Her and the lady from Gone Girl, and that also plays in that she plays in this another movie on Netflix where she's like taking old people's like benefits and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that lady's real life evil, bro.
Yeah, nah. And she also on, what's that show? Greenleaf.
Ah, she's on that?
Yeah, yeah.
I never got into it.
I've met women that like got that look in their face. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was, you know, there's women that you meet, right? You know what I mean? But that look that she got, you know what I'm saying? It's damn near like a scowl at times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're like, wow. You know what I'm saying? You really Satan, ain't you? So yeah,
that should be scary, bro. Yeah. But that lady from Gone Girl, bro, that's a great movie that Ben played in, because I feel like that's him in real life. He played a naive, dumb white boy. I feel like that's really him.
I gotta chill on Ben, bro.
That's really how I
honestly
feel, bro.
Chill on Ben, dog. Like, let's chill on Ben, man.
I don't fuck with him like that. He ain't did enough for me, bro.
Oh, Ben?
Gone Girl, he did that shit, though. He did that shit.
Ben bagged J-Lo. That's
he did.
Enough for me.
Oh, that's real life.
Thank you very much.
And he got this one to block. Spin the block season. How you bro. Feel about this shit, bro? How you feel about everybody getting that old lick back?
Hey, listen. Listen to me. If the block has to be spun, thou shalt spin the block. Because, like, it was my block in the first place. So if I decide to come take the block back, you feel me? And I need to look at the camera. If I decide to come take the block back, like, you know what I'm saying? I built that block, my boy. So, you know, I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know what I'm saying? So, but, like, spinning the block is it. It's definitely it. You know what I mean? But, you know, at the right time, though.
Yeah, that nigga
time.
Nelly ain't stopped grinning yet, my nigga.
Hey.
He Nelly, all his teeth,
bro. Shout out to Nelly, bro. Because Shanti.
Yeah, she fine. Yeah. And you got her ex going on a podcast tour every other month to talk about. That's nasty work.
I ain't going
to
talk about Unk, bro.
Gotti, you're wild for that.
Hey, listen.
Gotti.
No.
Irv got it.
Irv got it.
Yeah. Nah.
Hey,
that nigga.
Chill. Hey, let me ask y'all that. How y'all feel about that shit, though?
With the Rem
Rem and Pap, yeah. That Listen.
It's weird.
That is unequivocally the nastiest work right now to me.
It definitely is. I'm going to tell you why. As a man, we don't know what Pap did when Remy was locked up. He could have physically cheated in some capacity. Maybe we don't know.
So
I'm saying, we don't know it. I'm just throwing out this comment because you know that's the first thing that somebody will say. Oh, you don't know what he was doing. No, we don't know what he was doing.
We don't, but dang.
But she and he both recognized that he held it down.
For
sure. She had years on her head.
Six.
And we know that usually not a thing when it's in that, nah. in the light. You know, usually.
You get 24 months for me, my girl.
That's what I'm saying. A nigga gonna be out. A nigga gonna be out in that type, in any other circumstance.
I'm gonna still support you, but I'm telling you, like, you get 24 months of just, like, me just, yeah. And I had a talk like that one time with my kid's mother. Mm. I was like, yeah, if I get locked, she's like, yeah, 2 years. Anything more than 2 years, I'm gonna still, what's her name, you know what I'm saying? She's like, when you come home, I'll go ahead and drop that. Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm a player. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when I come home, it's it. You know what I'm saying? Answer the phone when the real niggas call. You know what I mean?
But
so,
yeah,
like, yeah.
We know people don't hold it down.
Not
so
at all.
The fact that this nigga held it down for the whole bid, make sure your kids was good, make sure his kids was good, make sure the family was good.
Right.
This is disrespect, man. He going around preaching this black love. He put his career on the back burner. Love and Hip Hop? They might have been. That's the black love curse? That's a real thing. Megan Good was on that show with her husband, Devon Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Knowles and her new husband that she was with, the nigga Lawson, they broke up. They was on there. Niecy Nash, before she came completely out, she was with her husband on there.
Okay.
And I forgot the other couple that was on there. Who else was on there? You know what I'm talking about. You said who? Nah, that show, I did say that shit like the Madden curse, though. I tweeted that. I think that show was like the Madden curse because every couple on that show was fucked up. But that's the thing about that type of content, because anything could happen in a relationship spell that break you up. So you don't want to be, if you're trying to make shit look perfect, shit ain't perfect. That shit worked, nigga.
I would never take my lady to no show like that. Like, no, I'm telling you, bro, because, like, you know, in the house, you know what I'm saying, you got it's different dynamics. You know?
Yeah, so, for
like,
sure.
You going on a show like that, and then other people is on some, you know what I mean? So it's either you're going to go and realize, like, it's not that bad, or you go and realize, like, you know what I'm saying, I need, you know what I'm saying, like, you're just blowing the whole spot up now. Like, you're just going, everything's going to implode, because now you're just around all the trouble and all the stress, and you have so many people to tell you, like, yes, leave, or yes, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So now there's no type of buffer between, you know what I'm saying, reality and just it being an argument. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. Tia Mallory was on there with her husband, too.
Yeah. Oh, Corey Hardrick or whatever.
Yeah, yep. All of them. It was like, damn. And all of them got divorced within the same type of time period, too. It was crazy.
Hey, word. Shout out to Corey, man. I feel like Corey. That. I feel like that man was. The man did what he could, and that's all I'm going to say.
So, as another sidebar, I've never been married.
Okay.
So, I don't know how this feels. So, y'all help us out a little bit if y'all have any input when y'all hear this. So, when shit like that happens, right,
mm-hmm.
and a woman, the same thing with Tyrese's ex-wife, when they come out what and they have this, they have this type of, they say they had this regret that they wish they would have stayed and worked things out with their husband because they realized it wasn't as bad as they thought it was. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? Because niggas don't get that grace.
I don't know, man. I think it's a thing where women are, they're already in a position where they have the upper hand so much to where, like, even after I done wild out, I'm going to find a way to look, to come across as a victim. And I hope that don't set nobody off. I hope that don't, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't care how much wilding you done did. When you come back, it's always going to be something like, but, you know, I was, and I was done and done, this and that and the third, you know what I'm saying? But it's for us, we got to, you know what I'm saying? Be real with it, and you know what I'm saying. Just accept.
We gotta bite the bullet. We gotta take. I feel like as a man, you have to take that shit on the chin. And then you know you fucked up. It's like, I know I fucked up. Like, I have to bite that.
But like for me, I let it go. I let it slide because, like, you know, I might think I'm crazy, but just for the simple fact that, you know what I'm saying, women give birth to children.
Oh yeah, that adds a.
I've watched my sons being born, so like. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Let it rock.
You know
for sure.
Sorry, because I would literally pass out if I was in that position. So.
Shout out to all the ladies. Yeah, man. Like, we not bashing. I'm just asking questions.
It's just something that's like, you know what I'm saying? It just come with being a man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
I'm with the double standards, though. I like, want to know why. I just want to try to look at the logic in between shit.
Double standard Dan sitting here. And I'm telling you right now that double standards exist. You know what I'm saying? And double standards are the cornerstone to American society, because if double standards were here, man, like it'd be chaos
for sure.
You know what I mean? So yeah, shout out to the double step on both sides, though.
On both sides. Yes, for sure, yeah. But yeah, man.
Anything else, man? You good now?
Yeah, but
all right. Once again, a good session, man.
I've been on the podcast. I've been on ice since March. He started bringing up Karen Ty, so I get in my bag. That's cool. Look,
these reels about to go crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Shit, you know, I'm not gonna keep it to that Diddy shit. But we gonna get to that today. That Diddy shit. Yeah, we gonna talk all day about that. That shit is wild.
I was about to ask you about that. I didn't know how you felt, bro. Look, can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah. We can talk about that.
All right. This is how I feel about the party situation, right? Like we just said, women are women, so women do what women do, so we can't do that all the time. And I was talking to my kid's mother about it today, and she was telling me, like, well, she did it. She put his business out. But first of all, let me say this. Shouts to Party. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm aspiring to be a writer, too. So, like, I fuck with what you're doing, mm-hmm. what you've done. You know what I mean? But, like, damn, my boy.
I side with Party.
She said one thing, and then you was like, oh, yeah, word? Well, you're a whore, and you got lipo. Bitch.
No, you want me to tell you what it is? You've been, bro. You're gaslighting.
Bro, I'm gaslighting. Y'all niggas is nasty right now, bro.
Mo, look. Let me ask you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lady can come out and put dirt on your name and insinuate that you cheated and is running with it, and it might have some truth to it. Yes, I did that. I fucked up.
Eh?
Cool. Okay. Why? And part, we knew this when it was going down. That nigga ain't know that she fucked the baby, Tori.
Because he was in love and he believed her.
I know. But she clearly didn't bring it up. And then I'm on the internet defending you and a nigga telling me that he fucked you in my face. It's like, is this true? And I'm just finding out in that way. I'm in the same industry as nigga. I would think that you would have gave me the comic credit because it was before me, that you would at least told me that you fucked me.
Okay, I'll take that because I'm
fucked up, I feel like.
I want to know
I don't
even
know every nigga you slept with. I need to know niggas I'm being in contact with.
That's my style. I want to know that. Don't have me go find out.
That nigga stuck his neck out on Twitter like, oh, don't be talking about my girl. He was like, nigga, I'm chilling.
First of all,
I released a song that was already recorded.
I'd never stick my neck out on Twitter for no first of all. Let me tell you that right now. No way. Literally, no way. That's the type of shit where you tweet it and then you get a text. People like, hey, listen. Go ahead and take that down, my boy. Cause that's
so he looked crazy. He felt now it's over with. He like, I felt stupid because I dead ass didn't. I was in the blind.
He already won. Let me say this right now, and I'm gonna say this just for that's on me.
Is this camera on me?
Is this camera on me? My boy got Jada Kingdom in his bed right now.
I don't know who she is, but she's bad.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you niggas right now. That boy ain't take no type of L, bro. So I feel like he had to just get this shit off his chest, bro. Cause, like, sure. You lost Megan And then you got Jada Kingdom. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with Megan Thee Stallion. You feel what I'm saying? But if you ask me, you said, which one would you rather? I'm taking Jada all the time. Okay. Every single time.
Meg looks great, man.
She does. She looks amazing. She's a beautiful young lady. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I love everything that Meg comes with. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know.
I got to do some more investigation on Jada, but she does look good. So I wasn't mad at the shift as far as the aesthetic. She did it first. He didn't say anything.
Listen, I ain't gonna call him sassy. They broke up with Grace. I ain't gonna call him sassy, but like, let that man get his little shit off. Like, I was like, damn, he ain't had to do that. But now having a conversation with y'all, and like you said, the double standards thing, like, if you gonna do a girl now, you know what I'm saying? What you mean?
Party was. The music you make sometimes. Party was very. Party was very direct, and he said her name.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like Megan didn't say, but it left it up for it. We know who you dealt with. Like,
that song that you heard was on petty. The way here is, petty. Is like that song. That song that you heard, one of the new ones.
Yeah,
that's the how Party did that. I just didn't say any names on the song. But
I think that was probably the way to do it. Not say no names.
But with Party, it's a different thing. He wanted y'all to know.
Yeah, he wants you to know. Yeah.
I'm talking about Megan. So yeah. At me if you're going at me.
That's crazy, Chris. You can't say put a name on that bullet. You cannot say that.
Hey, yo.
That's wild.
That's wild. No.
You can't say that.
Put a name.
No, look.
Oh, I just got that. Yo.
Nobody said it literally.
Relax.
I know he didn't mean it like that, but it came.
Absolutely diabolical work from my brother Chris right now, bro. That's crazy. Yo.
Where's Chad when you need him? Like, that was comedic. That was good. That was good comedy. Like, that was a good little bar.
Hey, that was good. That was good. Put a name on that bullet.
He didn't mean to do it.
Hey, edit that, Joey. Make sure y'all pause it. Pause it right there.
We're being professional with pause. Oh, man. All right. One last thing I got to ask y'all. Mm-hmm. Joe Smith and his wife doing this press.
Nasty work.
Is that fake or real?
If I was Joe Smith and I was in that position and, like, you know what I'm saying, I know my money fucked up and shit, like, if I was Joe Smith, because I'm not Joe Smith, but if I was Joe Smith, I would have hands in what she's doing right now. Except that alien
I'm starting
thing.
To think so. He got a whole Vlad TV interview up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Except for that whole alien thing, but, I mean.
That shit is weird. I get it. That's a whole. I'm not hating on the little nigga, bro. Do your thing,
dude.
But any woman fucking that guy, any lady fucking a dude that's, you know what type of lady I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that, if y'all on the same level, you a little off and stuff like that. But this, come on, bro.
Nah, but I feel as though like, I mean, like, if Mimi can capitalize off the shower curtain. You know what I'm saying? Who is
that was
she?
A bad sex tape.
Who is she not to tell? Yeah, that was a bad sex tape.
That was
bro.
Bad. That with was fake bad. Stevie J?
Yeah.
That nigga looks smack like Stevie J.
Yeah. But if she can capitalize off that, and if Kim can, you know, capitalize off that, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like she should be able to capitalize off it, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. She was really in the industry.
She was really in there.
She was getting hit. She was getting hit.
I mean, she need a, you know what I'm saying, go shout out. Go fuck with them Brazzers niggas.
Yeah, I like that. Look, sometimes your lady, look, if I was, this was my take from it, though. If I was with a lady that was in a adult industry, whether mm-hmm. she was a stripper, mm-hmm. a porn star, you gotta know that at some point or something, like, that's her. That's her.
Yeah,
face.
You made that decision.
You can't change her.
You can't, bro. And some of those people disassociate so well to where, like, they can go on the scene. And, you know what I'm saying? Get the good, you know what I'm saying, team time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come home and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's not thinking about that anymore. Like, she might even damn near come home and get wetter and get actually into the shit for you. For sure. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, love. And
love, man, love is different.
Love is something different than just actually just being out there fucking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're men. We just a little bit more, like, with property type shit. But them, there's just, like, you know, the feeling has to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, sure. Like. I ain't taking that away from her, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
I ain't mad at her explanation of shit to me was on point, and you knew who I was. So I wasn't mad at her at all. It's just nasty work.
Listen.
If it's fake. Like, what y'all doing? I just don't like the exploitation of none of this shit. But get your money.
Baby mama, we get
money.
Pussy,
you gotta
lose some
balls and shit a little bit sometimes.
Man, listen.
Look, number one draft pick, I fucked my bag up. You know he got in trouble because they did some colluding and shit.
Okay.
With his bread in Minnesota. Shout out to my boy Dot. Y'all team always fucking some shit up, man. But so it's like your money fucked up, so you gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotcha. You know
I
what
think
I'm saying?
That, I think her him finding out was had some real to it, but now they just taking it in.
I was just like
going,
hey.
Cause they on the press run with it.
Yeah, cause when you love a woman, bro, I tell you, bro.
Love will make you do some crazy things.
Listen. I tell you, man.
Hey, man. Shout out to love, bro.
Yeah, shout out
shout
to
out
love.
To black love. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to love.
We talk about the messy shit, but we do know a lot of strong black couples in real life.
Yeah.
That's holding it down. That's been together for years.
Yep.
Married, kids, family, everything.
Yep.
So
yep.
Shout out to all the families out there, man.
Yeah, nah, for real. But love is nasty nowadays.
That love, the internet love is nasty, bro.
Yeah, internet love is nasty.
It's nasty.
You know what I mean? So
fabrication. Allegations.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, man. We get about it. We was talking about the music. Then we went to a whole off kilter, man. Mm-hmm. We're here, man.
Yep.
I appreciate Ali for joining me.
Appreciate you,
shout
man.
Out to Chris for setting everything up, man. DTR, man. Dreams to reality, man. Shout out to the team.
Man. Shout out to the fucking team, man.
Shit, I might sign next, man. Who knows?
Hey.
I'm gonna talk like Queen Swift. Like I might sign, nigga. I might be on for a year.
You feel me? Shout out to the team, man.
But if you're looking for me personally on any social media platforms, I have a new Instagram at I Love Dom 91. Formerly known as Smackaho, but you know.
Yeah, they got you.
The Nigerians got me, man. The Nigerian scammers got me. I don't know how they got me, though. I got my eye on y'all motherfuckers.
Ah, God.
I report that shit. They won't take this shit down, but.
No bullshit.
I Love Dom 91 on Instagram. Still _ Smackaho on Twitter.
Yep.
Hit me up. Shout out to the crew here, Thinking Out Loud. Shout out everybody, man. We're doing our thing, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you already said your shit?
Yeah, I already said my shit.
Okay. All right. Like that, we out.
Yeah, man.